Father, as we come to this time to celebrate and to rejoice and to remember you sending your Son to the cross to die for sins, for our sins. His body was given and his blood was shed. And that was a great cost. And we as believers, we have much to rejoice in. Lord, I pray that you would be magnified as we have this time. And it is in your great name we pray. Amen. As we prepare our hearts to celebrate the Lord's table, we're going to spend some time in God's word. And we want, as much as possible, everybody here to have their eyes on God's word. So if you don't have a Bible, could you raise your hand? And the men are going to come forward and hand out Bibles. So just have your hand up and get God's word in your hands. While they're doing that, please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. We're going to be in verses 13 and 14 this morning. Over the past 4 weeks, my family has been impacted by the death of two people that we knew. Both of these people fought cancer. One was successful in their fight against cancer, but still died for other reasons. And the other succumbed very quickly to the cancer. And right now, both of these people are experiencing eternal realities. One had been our neighbor for 12 years. And she was diagnosed and succumbed to the cancer within about 4 months. But she is no longer experiencing the pain and the suffering that goes with that. She is in the presence of our Lord, worshiping and rejoicing. The other man was one that we had occasionally exercised with and served him in the midst of his cancer treatment. He was presented with the gospel and shown the love of Christ by a number of people that were caring for him. And yet, his heart was hard, and he refused to repent. And he is now experiencing the penalty for his sins. He has just begun to experience the wrath of God that will never end. Two people, two different paths, two different destinations. Please follow along as I read Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it." Jesus begins his famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, and it continues through the end of chapter 7. And in the midst of this sermon, he's contrasting divine righteousness with human righteousness, which is really unrighteousness. He is often admonishing those who are convinced they are entering the kingdom of God based on their own achievements, based on their own efforts. And here, in our passage, Jesus presents two gates, two paths, two destinations, and two groups of people. Every single person alive enters one of these two gates and travels along one of these two paths and will end up in one of these two destinations. The destination of destruction is a wide gate, and it's a broad path that leads to it. There is no effort to enter this gate. This is the obvious way, and it's traveled by the many. The depraved heart of man directs people to follow this path. And the people on this path define God on their own terms. And they are deceived because this path is not leading where they think it is. The destination of life, the destination that results in heaven, is only found by the few And it has a narrow gate and a narrow path that leads to it. This gate and this path are defined by God on his terms. And this is the only way that leads to life. And this way goes through the cross. The way to life recognizes the depravity that is in our own hearts, our utter hopelessness to make ourselves right before a holy God, the rightful punishment and penalty that our sins deserve, the substitutionary atonement that was accomplished at the cross, the Holy Spirit's transforming work in the life of one of those on that path, and the joy of being with God forever at the end, at that destination. However, there's a significant cost to entering this gate and following this path. One must give up the things that the world holds dear. All of the self-confidence, self-achievement, self-righteousness, self-satisfaction. One must give up loving the world and the things in the world. One must love the Lord with all of their heart, all of their strength, and all of their mind. For the one on this path leads to life. And for the one on this path, Jesus is the point of their life, not simply a part of their life. If you're here this morning and you would acknowledge that you haven't entered through the narrow gate and you aren't on the narrow path, then we would simply ask you when the juice and the cracker come by, that you would just simply pass those by. This is a time for Christ's people to remember him. However, God's word is clear. If you're not on the path to life, then whether you recognize it or not, you are on the path to destruction. Heed Christ's exhortation. Enter through the narrow gate. And you can do that right now. You can pray and confess and walk away from yourself and turn to Christ. And I'm so glad that you're here. And you can come talk to me or any one of the other elders or the person that brought you. Don't wait. Life is incredibly short. And eternity is forever. If you would acknowledge that you have entered through the narrow gate and are on the narrow path, but your heart is hard, it's hardened to the things of God, it's hardened because of your sin, and your affections are not stirred by God's words, then confess that right now. Repent, turn back to Christ, and join us this morning. Believer, every single one of us was on that path to destruction. And we would have rightly received the punishment that we deserved for our sins. But God rescued you. And you didn't deserve it. God was gracious and merciful. Instead, your sin was punished on the cross. Jesus received the wrath of God on your behalf. He suffered and died so that you would be with him, so that you would be in his presence, enjoying him forever, worshiping him and seeing his face for eternity. When your hearts are prepared, please take your communion on your own. Men, come serve us.